What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
News, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
For more than four decades, Vern Gagne was a legendary wrestler and promoter, and an instrumental figure in the expansion of sports entertainment. Vern Gagne grew up in Minnesota, and when the time arrived for him to choose a college, he stayed right at home, opting to become a Golden Gopher. There at the University of Minnesota, Gagne won four Big Ten wrestling championships and was the NCAA champion in both 1948 and 1949. Gagne also went on to represent the United States as a member of the 1948 U.S. Olympic wrestling team. He would evolve from a remarkable amateur wrestler to one of the greatest and most recognizable professional wrestlers of any generation. Gagne headlined huge events at Chicago's Comiskey Park and Soldier Field, taking on wrestling's finest, Gene Kaniski, Baron Von Raschke, Jerry Crusher Blackwell, Billy Robinson, and most notably, Nick Bockwinkel. Gagne's wrestling career would span over 30 years, during which he captured the prestigious AWA World Championship on 10 separate occasions. Later in his career, Vern would become sole owner of the legendary American Wrestling Association and split his time between promoting the AWA and training scores of future superstars like Sergeant Slaughter, Ric Flair, Bob Backlund, and a host of others. His contributions to the sport of professional wrestling are unparalleled.
Symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with your hosts, the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody in between, your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, from the current to the way back. Oops, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Ray, and I am joined by
the human wrecking machine, the Mega Powers.
That's right. We are live, David.
We're live.
Rant Entertainment Media. Rant EM Radio is the place. We are a Shining Wizards Network production, as always. And how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm in good spirits, ready to kick some ass for tonight and talk about Dusty's monkey.
I'm doing well. Had a great day. The weather was fantastical.
It was pretty good today. 70 something.
Yeah, I almost choked out my doctor's office, though. It was pretty...
Why?
Well, because apparently I double booked myself a few weeks ago and missed an appointment.
Oh.
And there's a new thing now where they'll charge you if you don't go to the appointment. But they charge you $65 for the missed appointment.
What?
Which is the equivalent of three visits. And I went ape shit. I'm like, how are you going to charge somebody $65? Well, you know, we charge everybody else 40, but everybody else charges 40, but we charge 65 because the person who does the appointment is only here once a week, and if, you know, somebody taps out or doesn't come in, we got to cover their shift. And I was like, wait a minute, whoa. That's not my fault that your facility can't staff enough fucking people that I have to come in on a Saturday for another appointment. Like, this is nonsense. So, I go in to see my doctor. My doctor's like, what's going on? You look upset. I'm like, yeah, I am upset. And I tell my doctor the same thing I told her assistant. And she was like, well, this is their rules. You got to take it up with the owner. He's on vacation. And then she starts going through my medical record. And she's like, well, let's book an appointment. I'm like, no. This is not how it works. I said, I'm not going to book another appointment with you until I tell this jerk off next week that I'm not paying him all this money because I missed an appointment. It was, you know, well, we called you. I don't have a record of you calling me. You know, to remind you, I said, I don't have it. So, other than that, it's been a fantastic day. My minor league soccer team over in the UK did not lose, which is good during the playoffs. So, shout out to Harry.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Harry put me on to the Pilgrims, so go BU. I think Harry's in the chat room, man. It's like 7, what is it, like 3 in the morning over there. So, hello.
Like that.
Yeah, Big Tone's in the room. Who else is in there? A bunch of people are in there. Everybody else doesn't have a... Yeah, nobody else has names. All right. Thanks a lot. So, yeah, we got a big show tonight, man. This is good news. Actually, speaking of news, you know what? I'll get into that in a few minutes. Let's get the bad news out of the way first.
All right.
I'm sorry, Harry. They're minor league compared to the Premier League. That's what I meant to say. But it's a different league, just not as big as the Premier League. Anyway. Vern Gagne tragically passing away this week. I don't want to say tragically. He was 89 years old. The guy was a trailblazer. We spoke about Vern Gagne a million times. I put it up on the Facebook page. 16-time world champion, obviously. Pro amateur wrestling champion. He trained. He was a 1948 Olympian. He was a Marine. He played in the NFL for the Chicago Bears, trained Ric Flair, trained a bunch of guys. He trained Sergeant Slaughter, he trained, there's so many people. Yeah.
Ricky Steamboat, Ken Patera, Iron Sheik.
There's so many, Iron Sheik, so many people.
But some of the greatest of the greatest have come out of that Vern Gagne camp in the barn.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, Vern Gagne's son, Greg, wrestled for a while as part of the High Flyers. In April of 2006, Vern was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame by his son. He suffered with Alzheimer's for a long, long time.
Yeah. How long has he been suffering with that? Because I know he was put into the Hall of Fame in 2006, right?
2011, I think, or 12 was when he got officially diagnosed, and he took a turn for the worse. He started living, he started living with his daughter and her husband, and then he made public appearances up until he passed away, though. So he was still hanging and banging. He just cut, you know.
But couldn't do as much.
Yeah, he actually wrestled in WWF in late 70s.
Yes, he did.
And he did here's the thing with Vern, and we spoke about this a little bit last week with the territories of Portland and the Owen family. Vern Gagne, another pioneer for wrestling, for putting wrestling on television, getting it syndicated with ESPN. The AWA was a premier federation, and he started it like in the early 60s, and, you know, he started the AWA because the NWA there was some kind of world title nonsense beef with Pat O'Connor and all this other shit. So
back then there was like several different, world titles going around. So I remember reading about it a while back, but I can't recall like the specific details, but it was just, you know, it just really came down to, you know, a lot of promoters, you know, were out for themselves, you know, getting any sort of promotion, together, you know, multiple promotions working together, you know, actually, well, more so different territories working, you know, for the NWA, you know, when you got so many, you know, crooked people working together who just want to make a buck for themselves, it can only go for so long. So a lot of those promotions, you know, split up. That's why you had your WWWF,
right?
Back in the day, that's why you had your AWAs and your Mid-South was part of the NWA.
Yes,
there weren't too many outlaw territories, I guess you could say, but. You know, AWA was just one of those groups where, you know, Vern Gagne could only do so much under the NWA banner, so had to create his own promotion.
All right, Matt E. Legends in the chat
room. Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Hello, Matt. Haven't played that in a while.
Yeah.
Did Vern kill somebody in an old folks' home?
Yes, he did. He killed his male nurse with a body slam, of all things.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, that's not awesome when you body slam somebody and kill
I was
them.
Being facetious, you tool bag. Since you're not sitting here next to me, you can't see the big smirk on my face. Because then you would say, ha, 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 ha. And you'd laugh with me, but you're not here.
Well, my name is not Tim the Toolman Taylor, so.
All right, toolbox. So, yeah, so he apparently killed somebody with a body slam, as Dave.
Apparently, he did.
As Dave said, he killed somebody with a body slam.
His male nurse.
What a body slam.
Yeah, in the retirement home Alzheimer's place.
He sounded like you're a board game from Clue. He killed him in the retirement home.
With the candlestick. And apparently Vern Gagne is Colonel Mustard.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go, Mega Powers.
Yeah.
It
wasn't the butler this time. It was Vern Gagne.
That's right. It was not the butler. It was Vern Gagne. So rest in peace, Vern. Your legacy lives on. Guys, if you haven't seen the AWA Legacy DVD, I believe it's up on the network right now. Go check it out. It's probably one of their best DVDs. Do you agree or no?
Yeah, I really liked it. You know, I thought it was interesting that, you know, just a random fact off of that particular DVD was I didn't know that Vern owned Lenk Minnetonka. Which, if anybody's watched the Seppel show, the Prince episode, with the famous quote of "Bathe yourself in the lakes of Lake Minnetonka, in the waters of Lake Minnetonka,"
in your face, Charlie Murphy. Yeah, he owns like that, the lakefront, the whole lake, the properties over there, everything.
Yeah, I think he sold it, but there was a point in time where he owned the lake.
Yeah, Vern was a millionaire, dude. He was no joke. He got some shit though because he was an old school guy, and you know what? To his credit, and I'll say this till I stop doing the show, or people stop listening to me, or both. Mm-hmm. I think that Vern was one of the only guys that was so adamant about keeping kayfabe, no matter how big the industry got, no matter how much the internet ruled the world, and no matter how much YouTube is a part of our lives now.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the only guys. That believed in it and stuck with kayfabe forever. So I mean, he was a true professional wrestler. He was a true entertainer.
Yes.
And an all American athlete. He was Mr. Minnesota before Tom Zink. If that's safe to say.
Well, I never really called Tom Zank Mr. Minnesota before.
That was
I never really called anybody Mr. Minnesota before.
Right. He also trained Jesse the Body Ventura. I forgot to mention that too.
Oh wow, the Body was part of that, huh?
That's right. A lot of guys are part of that camp too, right? We mentioned Brad Riggins.
No.
Brad Riggins. You mentioned the Iron Sheik. You mentioned Flair. I mentioned Flair. You mentioned the Sheik. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else was in that camp, too. There's like, I don't know, just like a who's who of people that came out of Vern Gagne's camp.
Yeah, it's crazy. Big Tank in the room. What's up, baby? The Mecha Tank, as he likes to be called now. Everybody has a nickname in this fucking place now. See what we started, Mega Powers?
We spoiled them too much.
Yeah.
Why can't we just not talk about them ever?
I have not spoke to you in several days. Have you seen the pay-per-view?
Yeah, I was actually doing stuff while the pay-per-view was on, so I wasn't paying too much attention to it, but I could catch the vibe that it was really good.
It was decent. Yeah. I didn't like the finish of the championship match. I did it, you know, the Roman Reigns Big Show match was kind of stiff. I enjoyed that. The Ambrose Harper thing went almost an hour, if you count the car ride.
Wait, the Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they pulled the Rowdy Piper Goldust OJ thing.
Yes. The New Day captured the World Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, I love how everybody's pissed off about that. That is such a big deal to me that they have the World Tag Team Championship.
Here's something that's interesting. We talked about this with Double A and the boys on the pre and post show that day. Big E Langston is on the poster for the next pay-per-view, which I believe is Payback. Now, they're instilling the Freebird rule because all three of them are defending the belts now, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, is Big E going to break off again and be is he going to get another push? I'm not sure.
You know, all these guys have the potential. You know, it's just a matter of them really holding that character. I don't know if they're going to give him the you know, ball in a main event picture. I don't know if that's actually I don't know if I would be open to that, but right. You know, I'm down for seeing how it goes. I don't know. I one thing that I'm really glad about with New Day is that they're embracing being heels, and the fans hate them, and that's how it's supposed to go down.
Right.
If you're a heel, you're supposed to want people to hate you, and that's what's happening, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, this was one of the rare occasions where some of these feuds were built up. The New Day thing was built up with Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Cena-Rusev thing was built up, which I actually love the build-up for this. The build-up between Ziggles and Sheamus.
Sheamus is embracing being a heel, and he's.
Oh, I love it! I love it.
I love how he's purposely making himself look a certain way, so yeah. He can get people even angrier.
They gave him that like fucking evil, that evil Irish music, like the. It sounds like one of those fucking awful B-flick horror movie themes. If you play it back. You know, like...
I listen to it. I haven't really been paying too much attention to current product, of course.
No. Check out they just did the King of the Ring tournament, and they finished it up last night, and he was in it, too.
Yeah, I actually watched that, which was really good.
Did you enjoy it? I enjoyed it. I watched it this morning. I enjoyed it. I thought, you know what? It's... And we talked about that. Bringing some of this stuff back is not going to hurt you when you have a network.
Yeah.
Where you have all this time.
You know, I will say the cliche comment of "I wish it was like one night, the entire tournament." I don't know why they break it off into 2 days, but you know, it is what it is. I'm just glad that they, even though it was just an hour, I'm glad that they did it. I enjoyed watching it, and it was really really exciting.
One more point too with the pay-per-view in 3 weeks, it's going to be in Baltimore. Now, I don't know if it's going to be in Baltimore, if you've been living under a rock. A lot of bad stuff's going down in that part of the world right now, and I just want to give a shout-out to our boy Lee and his family. I know they're safe right now. I also know that your state of New Jersey is shipping in state troopers, and the National Guard is there.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's not a good scene. I'm not going to get political on here. I promise you guys I would never do that. Maybe I'll save that for an open mic night the next time. But when tragic things happen, people don't know how to react. And now, you know, half your city's burnt down because you guys wanted it that way. So now because of that, they had to play a baseball game in an empty baseball stadium this afternoon. Because of that, you may not have the pay-per-view then in 3 weeks. You don't know how it's going to be down there. I'm hoping it's okay. You know, I'm hoping it's okay. And I hope people stay safe. And if we have any members of service that listen, you know, police, firemen, EMS, I hope you guys stay safe if you're patrolling down there. And
yeah, really wish you guys the best of luck. I don't know too much about what's going on because I don't really keep track of the media or anything like that. Yeah, but
there was a young African American male who got taken into police custody and suffered some kind of spinal injury His neck was broken. He died in police custody.
Wow.
So they don't know how he died. They don't. They think it's police brutality, or, you know, that's pretty much what it looks like.
So just very reactionary right now.
Yeah. And they have, once the results come back of how it happened, or they get an insight, again, that's what I'm talking about. If that happens and these people go crazy again, it just died down a little bit last night. So, like, if they, you might not have the pay-per-view there next week, so, in 3 weeks, so. Yeah, so. Yeah, it is what it is. So just our thoughts and prayers go out to people who have to work down there, people who live down there. And that's pretty much it. So. All right. I don't have a whole lot of news, dude. I didn't really, there's nothing really going on.
Yeah, I don't, even though I've been on social media quite a bit, it's usually just to post, you know, random shit that I find, you know, throughout the day. Yeah. So I don't really know what's going on, again, off the grid.
Yeah.
I know that there's a New Japan event coming up.
Yeah.
Slinged on Taku. Let me log on to the page real quick, so give people dates. I haven't really been keeping up too much with New Japan. I've just been trying to do what I can do, you know, throughout the week for my own projects that I'm working on. Actually, I worked on a film project this past Friday. I took a day off of work, and it wasn't all that great. It just is what it is. So,
you know,
actually,
what?
Yeah, there was an event today on Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
I did see some news. I didn't even get to watch the event, like, especially during the week. It's a little bit tough for me, but, I do know that Makabe won the NEVER championship. So, but I know, Wrestling Dontaku is coming up, and that's going to be, actually this Sunday, May 3rd. So it's coming up.
I'll be
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, I'll be recuperating from Saturday. I have a long day on Saturday. All good things, but I have a long
Saturday's a Pacquiao fight too.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I have to find a place to watch that. I'm not paying $100 for that shit. You know, I got a baseball game that day to go to.
It's called the Phil Purview.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to look it on Phil Purview. I do have some TNA news, believe it or not. I'm sure you read this in your travels.
I did. I was gonna post something about it, but I just had a crazy day.
Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan is now head of creative, apparently, and talent relations. So he's like Jim Ross and Vince Russo all in one. How do you feel about that?
I read the article on Variety. Actually, one of my coworkers sent it to me, which was pretty cool. I'm glad, you know, people are supporting my wrestling addiction one way or another.
Yeah.
But yeah, they sent it my way, and I don't know how it's going to go with some of the stuff that was talked about as far as storylines going, you know, as far as investigating race relations and you know, other kind of current topics that are going on in the world right now, because I'm not even sure, you know, as a wrestling fan, you know, you don't want to talk about politics. I'm not terribly interested in all of it, and or even, you know, exploring gender relations and stuff like that. I don't know how that's going to work with a pro wrestling crowd, you know, not to say that we're low brow or anything, but a good chunk of us are. But you know, I think, you know, as far as pro wrestling goes, you know, this is just me, but, you know, I hate you, you hate me. Let's have a match for a belt, you know, works in my opinion. And it's working pretty good with NXT and, you know, a lot of the independents. So I don't know storyline-wise how that's going to go. I know, you know, there's plenty of fans of Revolution Pro. I don't keep track of them. No Sugar Dunkerton, my buddy, you know, has their championship. I know they do well. I don't know how. I don't know, you know, what kind of storylines are used over there. So I don't know how it's going to work for TNA. But you know, I'm open to the change. I'm a big Smashing Pumpkins fan. I do enjoy Revolution Pro from what I've seen. Yeah. So I think, you know, I think anything for TNA is helpful at this point, because you know, granted, in the past we talked a lot of smack. But, you know, true to form, you know, they've built a reputation of, you know, this is the kiss of death if you're a wrestler and you're working for TNA. And a lot of guys are jumping ship, you know, as we're seeing. And a lot of guys are jumping ship to better opportunities, significantly better opportunities. So, you know, I think anything is good for TNA at this point.
I agree. Billy Corgan's been, and he was getting trashed on the internet, but people don't realize that Billy Corgan's been involved in pro wrestling since the 90s.
Yeah.
And he's also...
I remember way back when he was on an episode of ECW.
Yes, he was.
I think during the TNN era. I could be wrong, but it was somewhere around there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And he's got exposure in terms of celebrities. Like, he's got Rick Rubin, who's a huge wrestling fan, in his pocket, too, in terms of ideas and even financial.
Yeah, and what was it? I posted on our Facebook page, I think it was a Rolling Stone article about Rick Rubin, and I didn't even know this, but the guy was funding Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
For a little while, yeah.
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 So, you know, these guys are, you know, the real deal. They put out great music.
I hate the Smashing Pumpkins, but...
to each their own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I do. They're actually touring with Manson, apparently.
Yeah, I saw some of the folks at work were talking about that, so yeah.
Yeah. So, again, like you said, anything for wrestling is good. More wrestling on TV is better for me, good or bad.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not a big fan of TNA. I don't even know what is going on with their program. I haven't listened to JR's show to hear him talk about TNA either.
You know what? Mr. X sends me, you know, updates on these podcasts, and I'm just like... I have a memory issue with my phone right now.
I understand because I get messages. I remember you posted something recently, and
I don't have
similar things where it's kind of like, well, your phone is almost capacity. Like, there's nothing really on my phone. How the hell is that happening?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not eligible for an upgrade till the end of the year, so I'm thinking about just there's actually a phone case that works as a charger, and it has more memory on it. Like, if you want, like, once you plug the phone into the case, it'll, you know, you can use it as a, when your phone dies, you flip a switch and it'll start charging your phone for you, get that extra battery life, and it's got an extra folder of memory. So I'm gonna that'll be like a temporary thing. I can't spend $700 on a new phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think phone prices are kind of ridiculous now, especially with technology being so cheap,
right? Yeah,
for a lot of things, you can get a Blu-ray player cheap.
Yeah,
which is funny because whenever I do the New York Asian Film Festival, we give away Blu-rays, and there's always somebody who's like, "I don't have a Blu-ray player." I'm like, they're probably like $50 if you go to Best Buy or something.
If that, I saw them for $35 around Christmas time in Walmart.
There you go.
Global Force is in cahoots now with Eric Bischoff. So Jeff,
yes, and
how do you feel about that?
You know, I really don't know what to say. These guys are kind of, I think, as far as creative wise, never say never. But you know, stuff they did with TNA wasn't anything special. You know, the only time that these guys have really, especially Bischoff, after the NWO, only thing you know really significant he did was the stuff in WWE. But he had McMahon okaying what he was going to do on the shows. He sounds great when you listen to a podcast of him just, you know, shooting the shit and all that. But, you know, part of me wonders if it's just kind of a matter of, you know, hey, just to make an extra couple bucks, he's a name, let's hire him. And, you know, it's just an easy, I don't want to say it's easy, but, you know, it's a easy way to get a job, you know, to get some extra cash coming in for Eric Bischoff. I know he does the production company with Jason Hervey. He's got his own microbrewery, you know, his own IPA, I think it is, and has a lot of stuff going. But you know, as far as if you're working in entertainment, you always got to have something cooking. You know, you can't settle on one thing. You got to be busy all the time. So
yeah. And plus, I'm sure he's in cahoots with that Jason Hervey guy, too, with this, too.
So that's he has a production
company with him, yeah. So, yeah, so, you know, things are moving and shaking. People are trying to get reestablished, which I think is always good. I don't know how good the, like I don't know how good the product's gonna be, but you know, you can only hope that it's good. As a any first of all, and I mentioned this before, any true wrestling fan that shits on something prior to it being released, come on, man. You've been watching this long enough. You don't know what's going to happen. People were shitting on Lucha Underground, and it's fantastic.
Really. I only saw one episode, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, people used to shit on Chikara before I saw it, and I was like, what are you guys, fucking delusional? Like, this is really...
There was a time where there was like 30 people going to Chikara shows now.
Right, but they tell a good story. You know, it's a lot of spots, but at least they tell a story. At least there's storylines. They keep, you know... They're
an established brand now.
Yeah, so...
Hey, you gotta start somewhere. There's always people talking shit about something. You know, when I was with Beyond, a lot of people talk shit about Beyond because they only did studio tapings, you know, for the longest time. And the only people that were allowed to be at those shows were the wrestlers because it was kind of like a networking thing along with, at the same time, when you're performing in front of your peers, you know, that gives you kind of like an extra boost because, you know, they're not a wrestling audience. So they're going to be a little bit more harder to impress.
Right.
And, you know, fans that were watching the free matches on YouTube, you know, were getting pissed like, oh, that they couldn't be there. But, you know, once they started doing live shows and, you know, allowed fans to be there, everything changed.
YouTube is 10 years old already, dude.
It's incredible.
I know, right?
We're going on there and trying to find videos and waiting like a half hour for them to load up. I think that was partly because I think I still had dial up at the time.
Right. So, before I get into my last piece of news, just a couple of programming notes. This Friday night is the second anniversary of the Rant Entertainment Media Network. Double A is doing a special show this Friday evening at 10 p.m. Unfortunately, I will be recording my monthly venture from now until the end of the year.
I'm doing
a Star Wars retrospect starting that night. I'm going to be doing it. I'm recording the first episode that night for May the 4th. So hopefully I can check in after I'm done recording. But yeah, either way, check that out. Check out the, like I said, the Star Wars retrospect. That's going to be starting up May 4th, and then every month after that until December, until the release of The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a bunch of guys on. I know my buddy Lou Rodriguez is going to be co-hosting with me. You're welcome to jump on if you want, if you're a Star Wars
fan. I know nothing about Star Wars.
Oh, then you know what? Then this will be very informative for you then.
Yes, tune in. I know Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas is a big Star Wars fan.
So we'll get Rob involved. I know I'm just going to open up the... At one point, we're going to open up the phones, and we're going to, you know, do... You know, we're going to cover each movie, and then we'll just, you know... And then, of course, Star Wars has been around since 1977, so I think the impact it's had on pop culture is huge, and it's in my life every day now. Now more than ever, now that I'm a parent too. So I mean, it's really fun to relive that stuff. So
passing the torch,
Matt. I have not seen Fanboys. I downloaded it. I have the Blu-ray version. I'll be watching that. Hopefully, I'm gonna try to watch it tomorrow on the way into work. Mm. So yes, I do have Fanboys. It's a document. It's a movie about the first Phantom Menace movie. It's about a bunch of kids and whatever. But anyway. So check that out. New wrestling call-in show with Will Morgan this Saturday night. Surfer and Jordan are going to recap Free Comic Book Day on What Are You Reading on Sunday at 5 p.m. Shining Wizards Network. New Shining Wizards came out last night. I believe they had on... Who they have on? Matt Cross from Lucha Underground.
Nice.
So Matt's on there. You got a new... New Midnight Jury coming out this week. Shout out to those kids. Bunch of shit going on. So, guys, stick with the networks. Speaking of the networks, I don't know if you probably weren't listening to the rant last night.
No, it wasn't.
Because if you were, about 25 minutes into the show, which is around the time that I actually put the show on, because I get my bus around that time, around 8:30, Mr. X, our buddy Mr. X, has been like a sort of regular on there now. So it was him, Tony C, Rage, and, of course, AA. And I didn't know this, but apparently Mr. X is a big eater. I mean, the guy is really physically fit, too. He works out, you know, but he's like one of these guys that plays around with competitive eating. Like, he walked into a fucking KFC the other night, ate like $80 worth of chicken.
For like $80 worth of chicken?
He had like 13 chicken breasts. Yeah, dude.
God damn.
Right. But the dude's, you know, whatever. He's that
well,
kind of...
Well, you work out, you can...
Right. He's got the metabolism of a hamster, you know?
He's like in his 40s.
Right. Yeah, he's a little older than me. So...
I need that kind of metabolism.
You and me both, my friend.
I eat one pizza. I gained all the weight that I lost during a week.
Yeah, well, some of us aren't as gifted as Mr. X. So Mr. X is talking. AA hints about, you know, you have to try this, do that, eat this, eat that. And they go back and forth. And then it turned into a challenge. And Rage accepted a challenge.
I think Rage may have gotten in over his head.
Well, not only has he gotten in over his head, but this is going to happen in August, and it's going to happen here before SummerSlam.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Mr. X is visiting New York, and he'll be visiting us for that day. And, of course, we'll be getting together for SummerSlam like we always do now.
Yes. my favorite event of the year.
That is your favorite event of the year, and I'm so glad that you're here because you're going to be a part of this event. We're actually going to be broadcasting Castle Slam 2015. Why are we calling it Castle Slam? Because these two Jamooks are going to see if they can eat the most White Castle hamburgers.
Oh, my God.
So, if you want to make a contribution to the Rant EM Radio Castle Slam 2015, go on rantemradio.com. There is a donation option. Click on that. We are taking donations. We need roughly about $200 to buy the food for these two.
Oh, wait, $200?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much food are we going to give these people?
Well, the way Mr. X is talking, he can eat a lot of them. So,
I'm glad that your house has two bathrooms.
Well, that's exactly what I said last night.
And that you're an EMT. So
that 2 points that were made last night. So thank you very much for validating that for me. Because that's two things.
Didn't even have to be there last night to know.
I told AA that you would be more than willing, since you don't partake in this kind of food normally anyway. Because I know you're a fitness guy, you're a health guy. That
lose weight, not trying to gain weight.
Right, you will be refereeing this this contest. Okay.
Oh my God.
I think
if there's anybody who can referee this, it's me.
That's right. So Mega Powers will be the referee. Tank will be our gopher. I don't want to call him a gopher. Towel guy. You know, he'll be our Gato. He'll be our hype man. Okay. So right. Tank's gonna be our Gato, our New Japan Gato. Right. Of course, Mikey will be a corner man, and the Unsilent Majority and myself will be doing color commentary.
He's going to be the water boy.
Well, Tank will do that. He has to, unless we get somebody else that's coming to the, maybe Espo from Tattoo.
Now, are we doing like any sort of, food competition rules? Like they can have water. They're not allowed to have soda.
I
remember that there were rules, but I don't recall what they
are.
Okay,
the rules have not been finalized. Contracts are being drawn up. AA and I are working on contracts. The contract signing will take place on Turnbuckle Throwbacks in about at least a month or two.
Okay.
We're going to have Rage on. He's going to sign his contract. Mr. X is going to be on. He's going to sign his contract, and then we're going to mail him out and get him in there. The White Castle is about a half a mile down the road here where I live, and we'll pick up him up that day. And it's going to be a good time. Castle Slam 2015 at the Decker Dome, August 23rd. It's going to be a happening. We're going to simulcast it. We're gonna broadcast it from the site. Maybe we'll do it outside in the yard. Maybe we'll do it in the dining room. We're gonna set up some cameras and have a live stream YouTube feed, so the fans can watch, the fans can listen, and you're gonna hear some great commentary. And you're gonna see. You know what? I'm even going as far as saying that we should get you a referee shirt. Which might not be hard to do. We have some connections. So I'm thinking I'm going to get myself
a nice, go to Moe's or
yeah, I'm going to get myself a nice tuxedo t-shirt. The Unsilent Majority said she's going to get some nice an evening gown, you know. So we're going to get all dressed up, and it's going to be a fun time. So,
my God, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to have a SummerSlam after this.
Well, I asked AA if we should do this as a separate broadcast or do it as a part of his normal pre-show. He said we're going to extend the pre-show by an hour. So I'm assuming that the contest is going to be at least an hour, you know.
$200 worth of White Castle hamburgers.
Yeah.
We're going to probably need an hour.
Yeah, about an hour. I don't see why not. And I'm also going to get a defibrillator from the hospital. But you know what, though? They're not really esteemed. It's not like they're not, you know, it's not a thing where it's, you know, they're not like, it's, I mean, they're bad. I mean, they're bad for you if you eat them every day. I mean, I eat them like twice a year, but.
Yeah, I know if it's like a one-shot deal, you know, it's not going to be all that bad. But
you know,
make sure that there's some Pepto-Bismol milkshakes on hand.
Yes. Yes.
Some Tums.
So that's how it's going down. If people who don't know what White Castle is, yeah, good. Mecha Tank is working on that in the chat room, yeah. He put the link up. And I'm going to go to, you know, Toys R Us and get a championship belt, a replica belt. I'm going to put the White Castle logo on it and the Rant logo on it. Double A's even talking about getting shirts made up for this. He hasn't even made shirts up for the network, but he's going to make shirts up for Castle Slam.
An eating contest. That's going to be before a pre-show.
You know what? This is, dude. A lot of smack talking going on, Mega Powers. Lots of smack talk.
You know, I don't always get a chance to listen to the Rant, but Mr. X continuously keeps me informed about his hatred for Rage.
You know, he's a good kid, and we love Rage.
Well, I think this is Mr. X's way of showing the miners how it's done.
I promised Mr. X a good dessert. I'm actually going to go into Brooklyn and get some Junior's cheesecake since he's going to be up here visiting our beloved city. I figured,
you know, while he's eating $200 worth of hamburgers, might as well have a cheesecake to wash it down.
Might as well have some cheesecake to wash it down. So I'm back in the day, before my surgery, I could knock out maybe a dozen. Now I could barely eat three of them because of, you know, my stomach's the half the size it used to be.
I'm glad you're not eating tons of shitty food.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be a happening. You know, all the characters will be in place. It's going to be a really fun time. Everybody's excited. I was so hoping you were listening last night. I was like, oh God, I wish Dave was listening. But, yeah, you've been dubbed the referee of this event.
So. I'm going to do my best to uphold justice and, a fair food fight for everyone.
You're going to cut it right down the middle like Bill Alfonso?
Right down the middle. There's going to be no Danny Davis actions happening.
See, this makes me proud. This is a proud Turnbuckle Throwbacks moment right here. We're taking one for the team, Mega Powers. That's what we do.
You know what? I'm going to pick up some of those mozzarella sticks there, too, because they're cheap. $5 for like 10 of them. That's not bad.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take everybody's order prior. And what we're going to do is...
There's one nearby?
There's half a mile, if that.
Okay.
Right on Forest Avenue. So we'll go down there. We'll put an order in for everybody. Mr. X wants in his contract that he wants onion rings, so we'll get him onion rings. You know, I know Tank likes them too, because me and Tank used to get them when we were on the ambulance together. So we'll get, you know, everybody likes White Castle. You know, it's one of those things where...
Even I like White Castle, yeah, and I'm always picky about everything.
For people who don't know what White Castle is, they're sliders, they're hamburger sliders. But they're
sliders before they were called sliders.
I don't know, they were just called mini hamburgers, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're steamed. They're not fried. They're not grilled. They're steamed. They're steamed patties. And they steamed them.
Pans, like on the Simpsons episode.
They steamed them. There's holes in the meat. And they steam them with onions. Or they put cheese on them. I like cheeseburgers myself. But
They got some good ones. They got the jalapeno one. Yeah. And
I'm a big fan of the chicken sandwiches. I like chicken sandwiches. That's pretty much what I've been getting the last couple of years anyway since my surgery.
Haven't had the burgers in a while. I think the last time I actually had the burgers, I was completely trashed out of my mind.
That's what I was getting at. People who get these normally are not – they're pretty much inebriated.
Yeah.
It's like the snack you get on the way home from the bar, you know?
The only time I'll go there, like when I'm not trashed, which I'm like very, very rarely do I get trashed, I'll go there to get the mozzarella sticks because they're really good.
The mozzarella sticks are good. Yeah, Mikey likes those. So you and Mikey can share a set of mozzarella sticks.
There we go. But last time I got White Castle hamburgers, I was completely trashed out of my mind and drove, which was not a good idea.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
So don't drink and drive and get White Castle.
Yeah, dang, that's a good public service announcement, Mega Pals. Good call.
Yes.
All right, so do you have any other business before I take a break and we get into our throwback this evening?
No, I do not.
Shining Wizards Tony in the
oh,
room?
Oh, actually, wait a second. I have the lineup for Wrestling Dontaku. I looked it up.
All right, then. Let's
actually,
hear it.
I'm jazzed for this one because I forgot about one of the matches that's going to be on there, and I'm really looking forward to this. I'll get to it very soon. First match, 8-man tag, Captain New Japan, Kushida of the Time Splitters with Manabu Nakanishi and Ryusuke Taguchi are going against Jushin Thunder Liger, who recently lost the NWA World Junior Tag Title. Not tag title, just a World Junior title from NWA. He's going to be teaming up with Mascara Dorada, Tiger Mask 4, and Yuji Nagata. That's a pretty solid opener. Next match is Kota Ibushi, who is now dropped to the bottom of the card. Not sure why. With Yohei Komatsu, one of the Young Lions, who are going against your boy Naito.
Naito!
With Sho Tanaka, another one of the Young Lions. So a pretty good second match. Next one is a 6-man tag. Bullet Club featuring Bad Luck Fale. Cody Hall and Tama Tonga are going against Hiroshi Tenzan, who is, I believe, still the NWA World Heavyweight Champion,
yeah.
Correction, World Heavyweight Champion. He's teaming up with his boy Satoshi Kojima and Tomoaki Honma. And next match is a 3-way tag match for the IWGP Junior Tag Team Championship, which is going to feature Roppongi Vice,
yeah,
the champions, which is featuring Beretta and your boy Rocky Romero. Going against Red Dragon and the Young Bucks. So that's going to be very exciting.
Super spot fest there.
Absolutely. Nothing but a spot fest.
Yep.
And a super kick party to boot. And, well, especially since it's past 1989, so. this is the match that I'm really looking forward to. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Kenny Omega is defending his title against Alex Shelley.
Nah.
I put my money on Shelley.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. I think Kenny Omega's due. He's been slipping. He's been getting away with a bunch of shit lately. He's been just skating by in his matches. So I think it's due, and I think Alex Shelley might be the guy.
You know. Granted, there's been a lot of these championships have been traded quite a bit. There's been some pretty short championships. What's his face? Tanahashi, lost the IWGP championship to AJ Styles not long after winning it at the Wrestle Kingdom 9. So that was a pretty quick turnaround. The IWGP junior tag titles changed pretty quickly. So did the tag titles. So a lot of the championships have been trading hands pretty quickly, which I know a lot of fans aren't too fond of. But, it's just the name of the game to get some of these storylines in motion. And, granted, if titles are going to change hands quickly, New Japan is – I'm completely fine with them doing it because these matches have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Invasion Attack this past month was amazing. There were so many great matches on there. I have no complaints about that. So I'm actually very surprised by this. You do not see this very often, you pretty much don't see this at all happening in New Japan. It's going to be a 6-person tag team match.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be the Bullet Club of Doc Gallows and his wife, Amber Gallows, mm-hmm, teaming with Carl Machine Gun Anderson, going against The Kingdom, which is going to be Matt Taven, Mike Bennett,
and
Maria.
Maria Kanellis, yep. Well, there you go.
Tag champs with Mike Bennett's bitch, Maria.
Kingdom is the current, IWGP Tag Champions.
Correct.
So that's...
this is going to be interesting. I know Maria is super over. Like, if you want to see how creepy
Japanese people are. Watch a Kingdom match.
Creepy. Maybe. They got fucking dirty panty vending machines out there. They're the creepiest. Those guys.
They got a lot of crazy shit over there. But you know I guarantee you this match, camera's going to be on Maria's ass the entire time.
Yeah, they love. So, they love. They
don't love expect that. Much of a match, but I guarantee it's going to be. This is going to be fun. This is going to be kind of like the comedy match. You know, not necessarily New Japan, but Japan is they deliver when it comes to the comedy matches. So
there you go.
So I know a lot of fans are going to have their feathers ruffled. You know that the prestigious IWGP, championship is first of all around the waist of the Kingdom, and then second of all, they're having a multi-gender tag match on a New Japan event. Yeah. There's been comedy matches in New Japan, so don't fret. It's going to be good.
I won't fret.
And next match, another six-man tag match, Chaos of featuring Sakuraba, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yano going against Hiroshi Tanahashi, Shibata, and Makabe, who is the latest never champion, which is kind of like their hardcore championship. Yep. In New Japan, so that's going to be a decent tag match. Second to last match, I'm kind of surprised, Bullet Club tag match. AJ Styles, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, with Yujiro Takahashi going against Chaos, featuring Okada and Yoshihashi. So that's kind of interesting with the main eventers with the mid-card guys.
Yeah, it's going to set up Okada and AJ Styles, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially after Okada's win against Fale at Invasion Attack. Invasion, so this is going to be going to be an interesting tag match. Because, I don't know, in the past, Wrestling Dontaku, was kind of like a bigger event. Didn't have as many tag matches. But I'm guessing this time around, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a B-show, because the Intercontinental Championship is the headliner. But as we know, pretty much main eventers are the Intercontinental Champions. And it's pretty much been Nakamura and Tanahashi, for the past couple of years as the Intercontinental Champions. So Intercontinental Championship is a big deal, but I'm just surprised that there's like a lot of tag matches. But, just the nature of the beast sometimes. Anyway, a big IWGP Intercontinental Championship match with Nakamura, who is the champion, going against Goto. So these guys have faced each other quite a bit. Actually, I think I want to say that there was a New Japan Cup final between these two guys. Regardless, this is going to be your strong style, hard-hitting match of the night. So
there you go.
This is going to be a if Pacquiao and Mayweather is disappointing, this will not disappoint you. And guess what? You get to wake up and watch it immediately the next night.
There you go.
I'm calling it. We're not a boxing podcast, but I have a funny feeling there's going to be some chicanery with that Mayweather.
I hope there is, so we'll have something to talk about next week. Oh, no, we're not going to be on next week, but I'll get into that later on. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, is that it? Make a pause. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's it.
All right, let's take a quick break, wet the whistle. We have a kick-ass throwback for you this week.
Oh, this one's great. This
fucking kick-ass, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a new spot during the break, so listen out for that. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live on rantemradio.com. We are a Shining Wizards Network production. Shining Wizards, Tony was in the room there, so hello to you, sir. Pastor Sadell is in the building. Hello, sir, to you and everybody else. Amen to you and everybody else. All right, take a quick break and plug our friends, and we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Coming this summer to rantemradio.com.
No, I want this.
The food eating challenge of the century. Mr. X, Rage the Creator, and over 200 White Castles. Who will be victorious? Who will puke their fucking guts up? You'll have to find out at Castle Slam 2015. Coming this summer to rantemradio.com.
Yo, Big Phil here from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. When you're done with our show, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, the mothership, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. We have 10 amazing shows right now for your listening pleasure. We have the Neckbreaker Podcast, the Thursday Night Destruction with Dave Destruction from Pro Wrestling Syndicate, the Midnight Jury and their sister podcast, After Midnight, the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, the Apex Radio Podcast, part of Apex Wrestling Entertainment. Of course, you have the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with myself and Dave Megapowers. Two and a Half Wrestlers, Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, Jay Silva, and Brian Myers. The King of the Indies Podcast with the OG of PMA himself, Mr. Kevin Gill. And, of course, the Shining Wizards. So what the hell are you waiting for? ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's entertainment here. Yo, Big Phil here from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. When you're done with our show, head on over to RantEMRadio.com. That's right, RantEM Radio, covering all your pop culture and pro wrestling needs with 10 amazing shows. How about Freaks and Effing Geeks, The Rant, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with myself and the Mega Powers, The Wrestling Call-In Show, The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, That Awful Podcast, The Thursday Night Delight, The Rexplex, Rant and Wrestling, and the Lex Entertainment Experience. So what are you guys waiting for? Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com. It's the opinions you love, the history you crave. It's Rant EM Radio. The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. Forget about that. You just brought up
Gary Hart will whip his ass.
Tony C just brought up Ike Turner. How awesome was Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
Oh, excellent.
I'm sorry to get off topic, but he was amazing. As
play that role. Nah. I got San Antonio. Nah. I can't have you. Stop now.
Ike said he only hit her once.
He beat her with a shoe.
He only smacked her once,
but he hit it with everything else.
I hit her with everything but the kitchen sink now, dog. But I'm saying,
did you see that? You see that look in his eye?
Natty is more of a man than Rage.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
Oh, yes, Wax.
Wait a second. This is the co-host of the Wrestling Colin Show. You
yes, Wax.
That was all right. So disrespectful.
All right.
Nah, I can't have you.
That's
you
why your girl's, about, her, like, you that's why your girl's about to get eliminated from the Amazing Race.
You see that? I've never questioned your manhood, Rage.
Bullshit, you didn't, surfer.
Tony.
You never ever questioned your manhood.
Trying to help
no,
out.
You did it. Yo, you always do it.
How?
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. The Wrestling Call-In Show, every Saturday evening on RantEMRadio.com.
Buddy, this is original Globe Girl Little Egypt, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Championship Wrestling, bringing you great wrestling action, sanctioned by the NWA, National Wrestling Alliance.
Yes. Yes, baby. You know I like to talk about Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, anytime I can.
You like to talk about Dusty's monkey?
Let me tell you something, Daddy. It's so good to get funky like a monkey, living on the end of a lightning boat. I reserved the stratosphere for me and you, Mega Powers. Because tonight, Daddy, we got a big throwback for you, if you will. Just take us back to 1985, Daddy. Mother's Day week, baby. May. Flowers is blooming. The rains is gone. And I am hot on the trail of the World Tag Team Championships, baby. Ah, I'm so stoked, dude. I played these clips about 1,700 times
I'm sure you did.
And I made audio clips of all of them.
Yeah, I was hoping that you were going to play them.
You
so I was
fucking...
like...
How am I not? Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's the American dream. All right, so...
I even was like, when I was doing notes for this, I'm like, oh, you know...
It'd be better if Phil just played the clips while we talked about it.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, there's so many, like, great lines that he says just randomly during this whole thing.
Hey, we got Ted Turner.
It wasn't that long. I think it was like, how long did this thing last? I think it lasts like about like 2 weeks or so, right?
Yes, yeah, almost a month, actually.
Almost about, a month.
Well, yeah, well, the
it's
actual...
good timing, because Mother's Day is around the corner.
Right, so, and by the time we come back on the air, it'll be had a bit Mother's Day already, so...
Yeah.
Ted Turner's in the room. Shout out to Ted Turner, Billionaire Ted. So shout out to you, sir. All right. So, it is May. It is 1985. The National Wrestling Alliance is on fire. Dusty Rhodes has been involved in a heated feud with Tully Blanchard, if you will, for the television title. Magnum TA.
Lost it.
He did. Magnum TA going for the World Heavyweight title. So was Nikita Koloff, if you will. And then you have, you know, odds and ends, baby. This is a big time for the National Wrestling Alliance. And it is so good, this clip. So now, let's paint the picture. Like I said, May 1985, Atlanta, Georgia. WCW, well, now it's now they call it the World Championship Wrestling, but it wasn't WCW yet. It was National Wrestling Alliance.
Yeah. World Championship Wrestling was just the name of the Saturday night show, which is before it was Saturday night.
Which I played the intro for, which I got a good copy of. Thank you very much for the interwebs for that. So now your tag team champions are another team doing the Freebird gimmick, which is the Koloffs. So you had Uncle Ivan, former WWF heavyweight champion, his nephew Nikita with the most horrible Russian accent ever, fake Russian accent.
And his Russian accent was great.
And well, yeah, for the time. And you had the Russian defector, Crusher Khrushchev.
Well, technically, he wasn't a defector. He was born in Russia, raised.
Oh no, so Dave, yeah, so David Crockett called him a traitor. Right?
Is he a traitor if he's from there?
Exactly.
That's David Crockett logic, so.
David Crockett logic. It's the same thing as a yogiism from Yogi Berra, you know. He gives you cash, which is just as good as money, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So now, they are the World Tag Team Champions. And Dusty Rhodes, now, since now losing the television title, his good friend Magnum TA is going for the world title. So now he wants the World Tag Team Championship. Not a bad assessment.
No. Well, he's coming off of the TV title. He still wants revenge against Tully Blanchard.
Of course. He wants against the Horsemen all the time. So now...
Yeah. You know, this is his arch enemies.
Right.
Know?
So he focuses his attention to the Russians.
Yes.
But he needs a special kind of tag team partner to take on the Russians, apparently.
Yes.
So let's take you now to the first installment of Dusty's Monkey.
We are here with the World Tag Team Champions, Ivan and Nikita Koloff. Now, earlier we mentioned that Dusty Rhodes said he would bring his gorilla with him here today and unveil his gorilla. Now, we haven't seen Dusty Rhodes yet, but we got to take the man at his word that the gorilla will be here.
Just some more American capitalistic life. You see this Dusty Rhodes, the way he is? He comes out here and says he's going to have Mr. Partner, a gorilla. I don't see no gorilla, but I know he is crazy like a fox. This Dusty Rhodes. This is where I carry my chains at all times. And there's a lot of other...
Crazy like a fox.
Yes.
A lot of other people feel the same way as Nikita and myself. We have a whole bag full of mail. I just brought you one letter out here to read to you from this Indiana, Windfall, Indiana, from this Steve Frisco.
Bad mail.
He says, Dear Ivan Koloff, I like you and your nephew Nikita Koloff. I like the way you wrestle. I wonder if you could send me a picture and Russian t-shirt. Please, my size is large. I don't like Dusty Rhodes are doing to you. I like you to challenge him on television and take away his world title belt. I am your friend Steve Briscoe. You see, he's not very intelligent by his grammar and by his spelling, but he is not ignorant like a lot of American people out.
Not only did Uncle Ivan tear this guy apart by saying he had bad grammar. But he picked... I love this. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll carry on.
Out there, you bring your mystery partner, like he says. He is smart like a fox, this Dusty Rhodes. He is up to something. We know this. But what it is, we're going to find out.
Uncle Ivan, this American dream, bring any partner. You know, Uncle Ivan, before I come to America, you tell me this Ric Flair, great champion. Now I hear Ric Flair, you soft. Soft the mind, soft the body. You no fit to hold title. Title belong to Nakita. Superior Russian athlete. Uncle Ivan, American dream. All American lesson, it's going to go. Go down. All go down.
World Tag Team Champions, Ivan and Nikita Koloff with us here at ringside. Now let's go back to the ring.
So, obviously now, you got their attention. And you see now, for the newer wrestling fans, you see how the promos are cut. Everybody gets involved. Everybody they fought in the last couple of weeks gets a mention. Ric Flair gets a mention. You know, it goes full circle. You cover all your bases. You get a 2-minute segment, 3-minute segment. If you're the horseman, you get a 5-minute segment.
Yeah.
So you see how this is structured. So now, obviously, on the program that same night, you know Dusty Rhodes has a rebuttal, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, we take you now, after a commercial break, to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
We are back at ringside. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, is here. You know the pending question. Where's the gorilla he promised? But first of all, Dusty, let's talk about Tully Blanchard, a very confident young man out here after winning that title.
It was a very disappointing time in my life. Tony Schiavone and this thing, and Tully Blanchard, you got your work cut out for you, baby. There's nowhere in this world that you can run and hide to get away from the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. The tire power, because the world television title belongs to me, Tully Blanchard. And baby doll better not ever slap me in the face like she did. And now millions of fans throughout this world. Dusty, did you get the gorilla? Did you go to the deepest part of Africa and bring back this gorilla? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to show the world. Ivan, Nikita Koloff, you're going to have to deal with my gorilla. Let me get him unveiled, and I'm going to bring you over to talk to him, Jack.
Okay, Dusty's going to go over. As you've seen... Oh, no! There's his gorilla!
Gorilla, what is it, brother? What's happening, gorilla? Give me five, gorilla. Look at that. Give me a high five. Is that right? Is that gorilla right? I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, Jack. The world is waiting on this day. The world is waiting on. What is this, gorilla? Man, you just pulled my coat, Jack. I ain't gonna give you no banana now. Man, I told you about this day. Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm gonna come here. I'm going to try to get him to talk, okay? Ivan, Nikita Koloff are bad, aren't they? Ivan, Nikita Koloff ain't got a chance against you. Okay, here. Okay, go ahead and say something to him. Talk to him.
You want me to talk to him? You want me to put my hand in there with the microphone?
Put your hand in there and talk to him.
Where did Dusty Rhodes get you anyway? What an answer!
You ain't a guy talking gorilla. I don't know what is, brother. I'm gonna leave him out here for you. Gorilla, stay here. Mind your manners. I'm gonna go back to the back. The world has seen Dusty Rhodes Gorilla. Now then, Ivan Nikita Koloff, the fever starts, daddy. I'm gonna leave him out here with you.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes and his gorilla.
That is some gorilla.
That's incredible, and let's go to the ring. More action here today on
Typical
World
Davis
Championship
Prop.
Wrestling. This gorilla's at ringside, standing right beside of me.
I'm glad he's beside you.
U.S. Heavyweight Champion Magnum T.A. against the Golden Terror. And what a sensation Magnum TA is. Here you take a look at the gorilla. Belly to belly suplex, David. Belly to belly suplex, and it was that quick. Magnum TA wins the match.
I've been watching the gorilla. I'm sorry. I watch Magnum now.
Okay,
he's got
David.
That belly to belly. Quickly. Over. Down for the pin. Your winner, United States Heavyweight Champion, Magnum TA.
There you go. Magnum TA was the current U.S. champ. Dusty Rhodes introduces his gorilla.
Which was a guy in a gorilla suit in a cage.
You have to. You going to ruin it for everybody? You want to wait till we get to the end of the segment?
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that there's not going to be a real gorilla in the Turner studio.
Jive-talking gorilla, if you will.
You grab my coat, Jack. I ain't giving you no banana.
The best is, did you? I mean, Dave's gonna post the clips. But the best part was Dusty. The gorilla grabs him, and Dusty turns around and goes, "You grab my coat, you get." Like,
he called him Jack.
Called him Jack. Grab my coat, Jack. You ain't getting none of that shit, if you will.
So you ain't a jive talking gorilla.
Jive talking gorilla. Who is. Right. So. So now the stage is set. Dusty has a gorilla, and now he wants to take this gorilla and go after the World Tag Team Championship. Now the following week it gets a little hairy. No pun intended. The gorilla.
Well, we're actually missing a part because
No. I got it. Oh,
found it. Okay.
I got it. The gorilla is now going to meet the Russians. Okay?
Okay.
So how it works is the gorilla's still in the cage, and the Russians cut a promo. Now it's hot and heavy. Now it's hot and heavy. So now the Kolos now are going to see who this gorilla is, but they're not very happy. So let's take you to the stage area.
In the ring right now, David.
Tony, that is some man, Black Bart. He really is.
He really is some man.
We're waiting, and I think maybe they were hesitating coming out here. I'm talking about Nikita Koloff, Ivan Koloff. He's out here, too. They're both out here. Dusty Rhodes' gorilla is out here. All right. Alan Martin, he's in there against Nikita Koloff. Look at Nikita Koloff. And I want you to think. Look at Nikita and think about Dusty's gorilla.
And I'll tell you what, Dusty's gorilla,
right.
There he is.
Okay, they both have about the same chest.
The gorilla really now, he was kind of laid back in the cage, now resting. But now he's standing up, and he is really looking towards the ring. Nikita Koloff, hey, look at him. You said that, David, and I didn't. And if the Koloff come over and ask somebody who said it, I'm not going to say a word. Ivan Koloff looking on.
Nikita Koloff is a monster. Whether he's a gorilla or whatever you want to call it, there's a gorilla, Dusty Rhodes' gorilla.
Really upset that the Koloffs are here. Big Nikita Koloff, one third of the world, tag team champions, half of the world tag team champions. Now apply the chokehold.
He acts like an animal. And I'm talking about Nikita. When he gets in that ring, he is an animal.
Damn it, you know, we mentioned the superstars on the superstation.
Yes.
They're all here. Rock Garvin,
there's that clothesline.
Heavyweight champion. There's the Russian.
Bob Roop.
Bob Roop, one of the top stars. And down goes Alan Martin from the Russian Sickle, and the winner of the match, a very determined, almost possessed looking Nikita Koloff. There's the gorilla. And we're back on World Championship Wrestling with the World Tag Team Champions, Ivan and Nikita.
You see, Nikita, destroyed wrestler America. And I destroy all wrestlers. Nikita. America's name, Ric Flair. You of 11. What does America's name do? What did he do? Thank up and run. He's up to his tricks again. I see his brushes running out there. Trying to embarrass the Kolob. He's going to try to take away World Tag Team belt from Nikita and myself with this gorilla out here. You think you are afraid of some dumb animal? You think he's going to be able to defeat us with this? I don't know what he's up to. I know it's just fucking shit with this American dude, Dusty Rhodes, is up to. World champion, 2 times. I know he's been in a lot of situations like us and like a lot of other wrestlers where he's had to dig down deep, pick himself up off the mat many, many times. We've done a lot of pain like the Kolob has done in the past. And like the world, keep on doing. I'd like to take my hand and punch it right into his chest and pull his heart out. Pull the heart of America right out. And Nikita is going to do it in a matter of time. When this Ric Flair is gutted up to side contact. But meanwhile, we've got to concentrate on keeping our own tag team tiger. And then goes out against Mystery Partner. He's trying to trick us. I know what he's after. He's trying to embarrass us by taking away World Tag Team belt. Nikita, we'll take a look at this Mystery Partner over here. He thinks we're afraid of some dumb animal like this in here. Where he's going to come out and embarrass us in front of all the Americans.
Well, I have no idea! My goodness! He has the headband of Ivan Kolob!
The gorilla takes the headband.
He has taken the headband of Ivan Kolob, as you can see. The Kolob's over the cage, David. And look at that! The gorilla with the headband of Ivan Kolob right between his teeth.
You know, the Kolobs talk real big, but you notice when that gorilla grabbed that scarf or whatever it is, they wouldn't go in that cage after it, right?
Not at all. Join us next time for World Championship Wrestling. We'll see you next week.
See, boys and girls, that's called a build-up.
Having a gorilla steal your headband?
No.
That says USSR?
I just played 3 segments. Bad guy, good guy, bad guy's pissed. Now we're moving into the frame. You see how I'm saying? You see how this goes? It's not sporadic. It's not broken down into more than 17 segments. It's not on a 3-hour show. It was straight cut to the chase. That was it. That was the bottom
line.
It's
plain and simple. You know, it's when you watch television of any kind of manner, you don't want to overthink, you know, what you're watching, unless it's some sort of, I guess, like a history thing or something that's trying to prove something.
And for all you baseball fans, David Crockett reminds me of a biased baseball announcer. Baseball tends to have homers for their home team on, you know, like certain teams will have guys that are not very, they don't cut it down. They don't talk right down the middle. They don't give the other team credit. They're just homers for the home team. They're very biased. David Crockett is very biased against the bad guys. You know,
he's biased against the bad guys, and he always says like the most cliched stuff, or just kind of like not even cliched stuff, like just kind of look at that, or that's his gorilla. He always states the obvious.
Yeah, too. Captain Obvious. Another baseball reference. Tim McCarver. If you guys know who Tim McCarver is, he used to be a catcher. Was an announcer for the Mets and the Yankees for a long time, and then Fox Sports, one of the worst announcers of all time. He's the guy who says, oh, there's a man on second, base hit will score a run. Yeah, no shit. You know? So, all right.
David Crockett of baseball.
David Crockett is the Tim McCarver of pro wrestling. all right, so let's move right along, Dave. It's right before Mother's Day. It's Mom's Day. Happy Mom's Day. Before I forget, to everybody.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yeah, big barbecue here at the Decadome. Very excited about that. But anyway, I digress. It's Mother's Day now in 1985. Dusty Rhodes is feeling quite generous, and he wants to reward his tag team partner with the Mother's Day present. Let's take you back to Georgia.
Now let's bring in this man right here, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and this can mean only one thing, Dusty. You have your gorilla with us again.
Traveling throughout the country, all over the world, the last week, everybody be talking about the gorilla, be talking about how bad the gorilla is. Most of all, the Kolobs are wondering what the gorilla is doing. Well, I tell you what, live and in color right here today. Come on over here, Gorilla. How you doing today, brother? I ain't lying. What you got? Interview him, man. Talk to him, brother.
I don't know.
Say something to him. Come here, Gorilla.
How's your week been? Can you understand what he's saying?
Yeah, man. He say, how your week been? Say, the week been good, Jack. Look into the camera, Gorilla. Look over there. I want to see his face. I told you last week, Gorilla, I say, you be good. I got a present for you. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. You understand that? I have went all the way and flown your mother in live and in color, Jack. Wait right here. I'm going to get the Gorilla's mother, man.
There goes Dusty Rhodes. Going supposedly, wait a minute now, going supposedly to get your... To get his mother.
Look what I got. The Gorilla, look at that. Is that home? Is that homecoming? Look at that. I love it. I love it. Look at that. Turn around, mama. Turn around. This is the Gorilla's mama. The Gorilla.
So now we have another Gorilla with a bonnet on.
Kiss too, mama.
And a purse.
And a purse.
All right. Now, dear, cool off. You got to understand. You put me in this place. Now, dear, I'm going to take care of business. This is risky business, baby. The world's titles gonna come to me and the Gorilla.
Wait, wait. He said it was risky business, and the Kowalfs put him in this place. The Kowalfs made him go and get a monkey as a tag team partner.
A gorilla.
A gorilla.
And the Gorilla. How you doing, darling? Can you say something?
She said something.
What you talk about a job? I got a banana for your mama. Are you happy, baby? Are you happy? It's so good.
I got a banana for your mama.
I'm going to take your mama on out.
Well, there he is, and there he goes, the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, with the mother of his gorilla, and he really did it. Right here on World Championship Wrestling. We're just about set to go once again. David Crockett for another exciting match right here today. On World Championship Wrestling, Dusty Rhodes, like we said, a man of his word.
That's right. He brought the mother, the gorilla, and the mother. He brought everything. That is something else.
I got a banana for your mama.
I'm making. I like how Dusty's able to speak gorilla. You know, Tony Schiavone's asking him, like, "How was your week?"
Yeah. Well, he speaks.
And he speaks, it's been a good week, Jack.
Yeah, he speaks jive. So obviously, the gorilla speaks jive.
Is that a racist comment you're trying to make there, Phil?
No, but in the first two segments, he said he's a jive gorilla. So I'm just assuming that he speaks jive. But I could be wrong, you know.
Well, it been a good week, Jack.
It been a good week, and I brought your mama. I got a banana for your mama. Turn around, baby. Turn around.
So he's speaking gorilla. He's pulling out one of his classic lines. Yo, keep in mind... And that's another phrase I like to say quite a bit.
Yes, keep in mind, and I'll tell you this.
Keep in mind, and I'll tell you something. Dusty was so fucking over that.
Of course he was.
No matter, you could believe that Nikita Koloff was a real Russian, that they truly hated America. And he could still bring out people. You could tell that they're people inside of a gorilla costume. And everybody ate that shit up.
I defy any...
Just like a monkey.
I defy anybody, any pro wrestler, to do this and get over.
Yeah.
I don't think Steve Austin could have got this at his height. Could bring out a gorilla.
Maybe Damian Sandow, but that's about it.
And that's reaching. I think Dusty Rhodes was the perfect person to do this. So...
He was the only guy who, you know, he could literally, at this point in time, he could literally say anything and do anything, and it was over, and it was taken seriously.
Right.
But you knew, I'm guessing the fans were at least smart enough to know that, I'm hoping that they were smart enough to know that there was no, that was not a real gorilla, and that there was some sort of chicanery, as Ivan Koloff put it, he's smart as a fox. And... Man, these people just, they loved every second of this.
And it was awesome.
And you knew some shit was going to go down.
Which brings me to our next segment. So now, the stage has been set. There will be a World Tag Team title match between the Koloffs, Uncle Ivan and Nikita, and the American Dream Dusty Rhodes and his Gorilla. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now the gorilla has grown accustomed to the stage set. with the ring in the interview area. And apparently now he's out and about out of the cage. So it's
during a jobber match with Crusher Khrushchev.
Let's take you now to ringside.
Now joining us, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, back with us.
You know, watching Ric Flair, the American Dream, and Magnum TA and everybody here. Now we got to deal with everybody all over the world. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, now then the Koloff got to deal with me and the Gorilla, because now then the world's titles, the lines are laid out, the lines are drawn, and my baby's here. Gorilla, from here on out, you're going to be known as the world's tag team champion. Give me a kiss, baby. Woo, that's some sweet sugar. And just in passing, I want the Gorilla to send out a personal Mother's Day message to all the mothers. Go ahead, baby. I love it. Come on, Gorilla. The Gorilla beat down Jackie. It's all
okay, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Gorilla with a Mother's Day message here on World Championship Wrestling. And now let's, David, come on in here for all just right. a second. That was quite an exchange between the world champion and the U.S. heavyweight champion.
It really was. But the thing is, you know, Dusty and his Gorilla, they've already said they're going to be the world tag team champions. The Gorilla and Dusty against Nikita and Ivan Koloff. It can happen. It can happen. We can have new tag team champions, the Gorilla and Dusty.
Speaking of the tag team champions, let's go back to the ring.
All right.
For more exciting action today on World Championship Wrestling. On your right, Crusher Khrushchev going up against Alan Martin. He has one half of those world tag team titles along with the senior member, Ivan Koloff. And once again, the national anthem is sung by the fans here.
And they are waving the flag, the American flag. It ticks Crusher Khrushchev off. Whips his man in. He's got it. He's got him up. Presses him high in the air. Look at him. He presses him again. Hard slam on him.
Crusher Khrushchev.
Another part of the machine.
Another part of the machine. And if you hear him talk, you'll say to yourself, why, he speaks perfect English. He has no Russian accent. And that's because he was born in Russia, raised in the USA.
He's a traitor.
And then he said, to heck with this country, the country that raised him, and went with the Russian ideals.
That's right, where America belongs, right down there.
There you hear him.
I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Crusher Khrushchev, one third of the world six-man tag team champions. Crusher Khrushchev on a bear hug.
The Gorilla is loose. The Gorilla is loose.
The Gorilla has come to ringside. He's come to ringside. He's at the corner. Ivan Koloff is in the ring.
Is that a rushing bear?
The Gorilla. You see in the fans.
The fans like the Gorilla.
Wait a minute now. Dusty's going to have to go get him. Dusty Rhodes has to chase him down at ringside. He's broken loose. Finally takes him away. Ivan Koloff, he was scared.
I'd like to get Ivan over here and ask him why he jumped in the ring.
He was really concerned.
He's such a big man, Ivan Koloff, the man, that, the leader of the game.
Biased. David Crockett. I don't like him, he says. He's a traitor. What's the matter, Russian
Born
bear?
In Russia, raised in the U.S., he's a traitor.
You know what? For this, it worked. For this,
yeah,
it worked.
Didn't matter. Yo, even for David Crockett, didn't matter what that guy said. Everybody ate it up.
He got away with it, too, because he owned the company. Let's be honest.
But his brother owned the company. Or they did they share it or something?
They shared it, yeah. You know. But, you know.
Call in the family. Give your brother a job.
Give your brother a job. Let him be biased.
He works for WCW, too, I think, as a producer. Or...
Yeah, he was like a producer of some sort behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now here's the match. Okay? The match goes down. Obviously, Dusty and his partner were not successful winning the World Tag Team Championship.
I believe they won the match, but it was not by...
They won the match, but it was not by disqualification. I mean, it was not by pinfall, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They did not win the tag titles.
Did not win the tag team titles. It's funny because what you see in this last clip, Dave will post it, is a guy coming to the ring with red trunks, a Dusty Rhodes jacket, a pair of boots, and a gorilla mask. Now, I knew who the person was because I knew the story. If you don't know who, if you don't follow it, and you don't know who the body type and whatnot, just by the guy's motions and his hands, you knew right away who he could be, even if you didn't see it for a long time. So now the match goes on. Dusty and his partner, his gorilla, did not win the World Tag Team Championship. However, they did get their revenge on the Koloffs, and this is the final chapter of Dusty Rhodes and his gorilla. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
All right.
Continue to come out here today on World Championship Wrestling, and here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
You know, I was out here a little bit early, and I'd be listening to Nature Boy Ric Flair. And he'd stand out here with Magnum T.A., and he'd be talking about flipping his hair back and how good it looks and how he is the cream of the crop. The best there is in the world. Let me tell you something, Ric Flair. You are the best they are in the world. You are the world's heavyweight champion. So you can talk that all you want. Magnum is the best in the world also. And the American Dream is the best in the world also. Two times world heavyweight champion, Ric Flair. Tully Blanchard, world's television champion, baby doll, for whatever reason you're running around with that zero-looking face of yours, got to understand you got to deal with Dusty Rhodes, the
zero
American
face.
Dream. You can read all the newspapers. You can look throughout this country at what's going on. One thing is going on, and it is very simple. Ric Flair is the world's wrestling heavyweight champion, period. Magnum T.A. is the United States heavyweight champion, period. There ain't no other. There ain't no other. I get tired of reading about it. Because until they deal with me, then they can't go saying what they talking about. Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard, the Koloffs, the Gorilla showed you what it was all about. And now then, my main man is back in town. Unpredictable Dick Slater, Jack. He be looking so clean. I ain't seen him in months. Matter of fact, we just got a shot of his girlfriend sitting on the front row. Lovely lady. Lovely lady. Mr. Electricity, Ric Flair.
What was that, Dave?
He looks at the, he's like, we got Dick Slater's girlfriend in the front row. And it's a woman that looks like Dusty Rhodes wearing a dress.
We got a shot of her in the front row. He said. And looking so clean. When was Dick Slater ever clean? His nickname was Dirty Dick Slater.
Well, hey, he looked pretty clean there with his Porsche trucker hat on for the promo.
All right, let's get back to it. Let's get right back to it.
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. So now then, the Koloff got to deal with the thing that we going to take the world titles, bring it back to this country. All right. Now then, one final parting thing. Ric Flair, dressed from head to toe, looking finer than the best. The Major League himself. Sooner or later, you're going to wake up in the morning and all them clothes going to be laid in a bundle. And your sheets are going to be covered with sweat. You're going to be shaking and trembling. You're going to call your ladies on the phone and you're going to say, ladies, how did I lose that world's title to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes? And it ain't no doubt. Or how did I lose that title to Magnum T.A.? There ain't no doubt. Because, as I said before, deal with the dealer, then it's there.
I'm very happy to have with me right now two men, Dick Slater.
What I've been doing, I've been monkeying around, huh?
Yeah, what?
I've been monkeying around.
What have you been doing anyway?
Well, I've been monkeying around. I've getting a lot of protein. I've been eating a lot of bananas, and I've had a lot of apples. But the most important thing is I'm with my main man, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. This is family here. Everybody knows it. And the Russians, you can say all you want to say, but you gentlemen are in for trouble.
First of all, the next time I want to let you know, you go get in a suit. I was in there long enough. I got a rash from being hot. But let me tell you something right now, Russians, and Ivan especially, he's the starter of the whole troublemaking group. And you know, I'm tired of being thrown out like a dog bone and pulled back in and beat up and jumped on by a bunch of Russians. But this old bone right here is pretty tough. But when you put the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and Dick Slater, it's history right here, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to go to the top, and we are going to come back with the world's heavyweight championship titles around our waist. We don't care what we have to do to get them.
All right.
You know what, Tony? You're talking to the unpredictable Dick Slater. We've seen how unpredictable he is. Let me tell you what he says is the gospel. But one thing you got to remember, all over this world, that you are looking at the former World Tag Team Champion. Nowhere else has there been any two men electrified people like this man right here, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. So the Koloffs, get ready with all your armor. Bring all your chains. Bring your brother, your cousin. Bring Mother Koloff down here. I don't care where you get them. Bring them all.
Bring Mother Koloff.
I ain't going to get back in that gorilla suit. The next time you gentlemen going to face me, it's going to be eye to eye, tooth to tooth. Me and the Dream, we're going to get it on.
Well, I leave you with this. We tired of monkeying around. We're not eating bananas now. We're on steak and potatoes because we are soon to be the world's tag team champions once again, baby. That's a fact.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes and Dick Slater with us on World Championship Wrestling. Stay right where you are.
Mega Powers, we tired of eating bananas. We eating steak and potatoes now.
I ain't getting in no gorilla suit.
I ain't getting no gorilla suit. You'll get in the gorilla suit next time. I got a rash from the gorilla suit.
Well, apparently I might be getting into the referee shirt. So
referee David Powers, the Mega Powers, if you will. Cattle Slam 2015. We're going to get funky like a monkey. Phil's bathroom's going to get clogged up like it's nobody's business. It's risky business when you're eating 17,000 White Castle hamburgers, if you will. The Bull of the Woods, Mr. X. The Young Buck Rage, the creator of that, if you will. We're going to eat lots of hamburgers in the Decadome. Living in the end of a Latin boat. And that's how it's going down. That's how it is, Daddy. So.
Live and live in color.
Live and live in color. The Dream. Tell us, if you will.
Ooh,
good Lord. Risky business tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Risky business on the Turnbuckle Throwback to the podcast.
And then what? Like maybe less than a year later, Slater went to WWF as the Rebel Dick Slater.
Was it that early?
Yeah, 86.
86, right? No, yeah. I thought it was later than that.
No, it was 86.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So he wasn't, he was monkeying around and then got the call up north to be the Rebel Dick Slater.
Dirty Dick Slater. Dr. Rhodes, two electrifying men.
Yeah, Dick Slater was always a great wrestler.
Yeah,
even with Bunkhouse Buck and
yeah,
and
of course they were weren't they tag team champions?
Yes, they were.
All right,
I think they even beat Harlem Heat for the belts as well.
We got a couple of minutes, man. You want to take some calls?
If anybody wants to call in, you know I'm open to it.
718-878-6394, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're taking calls real quick. And then we'll wrap it up. But yeah, we got done a little tonight, baby. And it's always funky. It's always a fine tuning if you talk about the American Dream. The greatest talker of all time. Hands down. Greatest talker of all time. That list you people were talking about in the chat room, fucking bogus, okay? They ain't nobody who cut it better than Dusty Rhodes. Nobody, okay? Guy sold salt.
You know, Dusty had to be a good number 30 on that list, right?
Possibly. Fucking ridiculous. Hold on a second. Now we're getting a call already. All right. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Christian.
Ah, Christian, what's going on?
Thank you guys last week for saying what you did during the show, and thank you for giving me time. I really appreciate it.
It's all right. We normally don't take calls all the time because we have two segments, and it's common knowledge that, you know, we take calls, and sometimes they, you know, sometimes they don't stick to the subject. But it's not, don't ever take it personally. It's just something that we like to do. We have the number reserved for interviews and taking calls like today, like tonight. So you are always welcome on the show. Dave and I always welcome. We love the feedback from you guys. So, you know, thank you for looking out. So what's on your mind there, champ?
This week, unfortunately, Vern Gagne had passed away.
Yeah, tragic.
He was like about 84, right?
Yeah, he was 106, actually, right? No.
That's close.
He was 89, yeah. I keep saying tragic, but it really isn't tragic. The guy lived a long life.
He did.
Yeah.
And he had accomplished more than a wrestler of that time should. And, you know, they wouldn't put him over in the NWA, so he went out and created his own promotion.
Right.
And because of that, he became a big star.
Yep. And he monopolized the Midwest. Even when Vince was cherry-picking guys from each Fed, he was still putting out TV. He was still putting out good matches. He was still creating guys and creating angles. And listen, you're talking about primo guys here. Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat, you know, Sergeant Slaughter, Brad Riggins.
Ken Patera,
Jesse Ventura, the Road Warriors. He hired Bob Backlund. Yeah, Bob Backlund. Forgot about Backlund. Good call.
Yeah, Backlund was one of them.
And I think Cosgrove Assyria, the Iron Sheik.
Yes. The Sheik, we mentioned the Sheik before. Dave mentioned the Sheik before. And, you know, he hired guys like Lee Marshall and, Bobby the Brain Heenan and Bachwinkle. Him and Bachwinkle had some...
He pretty much had the top tier of WWF guys from 85 in his roster. You know,
absolutely.
Before they made the switch, and it was an exodus.
Yeah, you know, and
it's crazy to look at such a card he had. I mean, I'd mentioned on the last week's show that I watched Super Sunday,
right?
And you know, there were big names on that card. He had Jerry Lawler. He would have a Hulk Hogan. He had, and people forget that Mean Gene really got his career off there, and there's so many stars that came out of the AWA.
Stan Hansen, Rick Martel was the champ. I mean, you had Kurt Hennig. I mean, you know, classic top guys. You know, so yeah, it was definitely a pioneer, definitely a trailblazer. I mean, listen, he started Hulkamania.
Absolutely,
he started Hulkamania.
Until he asked for some T-shirt money.
Yeah, until he said, no, you can't make those movies. No, you can't go to Japan, and I want some of your T-shirt money.
And I want you to marry my daughter.
Yeah, which...
Zabisco did,
so... And how did that work out for him?
So. Hey, he took her to Larry Land a few times, I'm sure.
Well, Hogan wouldn't be Hogan without Vern. I think he even mentioned that on Twitter.
He did.
I don't follow anything on Twitter, but they did a breaking news segment on the network, so I caught it through that.
The guy who does the breaking news is the local sports guy here in New York, Scott Stanford. The guy is awesome. Matter of fact, I'm missing his broadcast right now because of the show. I watch it every night when I get home from work.
I just walked off of the Mick Foley Cheap Pops show.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. I mean, it's most of his stand-up stuff that he's done before. I've heard most of the stories.
So, Chris, you're an old-school wrestling fan. We appreciate that. Do you have any favorite moments and memories? How old are you? I'm sorry. Do you have any favorite Dusty Rhodes moments around this time in the mid-80s that you've seen on video and stuff?
Maybe just the combination of the promos, like the hard time promos, him being down in Florida. I'm trying to think.
That's all right.
Big fan of Starrcade 85.
There you go. Okay.
When he put him over there, Rick put him over there.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of the Kevin Sullivan feud.
Oh, good. We're going to get into that soon, a couple of months, actually. But, all right, well, I mean, that's, at least you're educating yourself well. All right. So anything else, brother?
No, just thank you for letting me come on. I really appreciate it.
Always, man.
And,
anytime.
See you guys.
All right. Good night, brother.
Take care, brother.
All right. That was Christian. Super fan Christian, our buddy. Hopefully we'll see him soon.
How old is he again?
I think he's got to be in high school. I'm thinking he's maybe near 16.
All right.
But good kid, man. Good kid. Anyway, so 718-878-6394. We're talking Dusty Rhodes. We're talking 1985. We are talking NWA, if you will. Do you think the Rusev thing is as good as it is because of the Koloffs? Or like the Iron Sheik Nikolai Volkoff thing too?
Well, you know, it's those kind of guys, you know, especially your, you know, previously, what was it, Baron Von Raschke and Fritz Von Erich, who had a Nazi gimmick for a while.
Yeah.
Thinking of some other names, but I can't pull them up right now. But you know, without those guys, you know, we wouldn't have what we have today. I don't know, you know, I'm pretty sure it doesn't have the same effect as, you know, those guys had back then, because, you know, obviously, you know, people took wrestling a bit more serious back then, and you know, we were dealing with some very serious issues. We still are now. But I don't think it really, you know, hits people home like it did back then in the 80s. And
I remember people walking around with, like, the Russia Sucks t-shirts. And
yeah.
It was bad. Like, we were bad news with them, man. It was bad shape when they were a communist country.
Yeah.
And the Rocky movie came out that around that time, too, Rocky IV.
Yeah, you know, patriotism was at an all-time high, you know. You know, people took that kind of stuff seriously. Now it's kind of like, you know, it's a bit of a joke. And, you know, what was that? I remember, you know, Big Show ripped down the flag. So there's, you know, there's certain things that kind of, you know, tick off people. And but I don't think it's the same as it used to be. But it has been enjoyable because Rusev is definitely coming into his own. You know, a lot of people, including myself, weren't too big on him when he was brought to the main roster. And again, you know, it's just another one of those deals where, you know, just word is leaking out that this guy's going to be like the next big thing. So kind of steals the guy's thunder as opposed to letting him just like do his thing. But, you know, that's the internet for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has really come into his own. His matches have been great. The matches with John Cena have been pretty good.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying too much attention to the Russian chain match Sunday night. But, you know, from what I could see, you know, it was decent enough. It was enjoyable. So, you know, we got to give credit where credit's due to the Russians, to Nikolai Volkoff, Iron Sheik, Baron Von Raschke, Fritz Von Erich,
yeah,
and all the other you know, Nazi and Russian and Lord knows what else sympathizers we've had in the past.
Even Sergeant Slaughter was an Iraqi sympathizer for a little while.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that caused heat for him too. You know, a lot of people weren't too into WrestleMania 7 in that particular match, but you know, getting into it, you know, the guy was getting death threats. He was I don't believe those rumors that you know, WWE puts out there that what was it, the Los Angeles Coliseum or whatnot, you know, they had to switch venues because of all the death threats to Sergeant Slaughter. I'm sure he was getting those, but I don't think it was to a point where, you know, they had to switch venues. I think it was just a, you know, lack of interest in, because they were trying to outdo WrestleMania 3, if you remember, for WrestleMania 7.
Yeah. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
Yep.
Hey, what's up? It's Lou.
What up, Lou?
Came in for a cheap pop, but
cheap pop. Look at you doing a fucking run-in before the show ends.
It's just about the end, right? No, I was talking about I heard the Russian stuff, man. I mean, that was great stuff, man, and the Dusty Rhodes stuff.
Well, you and I are the same age, so you know what's funny? Because every time I hook up with Lou, I met Lou through mutual friends of my wife. And every time I get together with Lou, the conversations always turn into, no matter what we're talking about, either wrestling or Star Wars.
Yeah.
We can talk about fucking world peace and pepperoni pizza, it turns into to wrestling and fucking.
They're all connected, man.
It's the truth. But, you and I are the same age. Do you, how was it it had to be great as a kid, like, same way I felt it, just watching those promos, man.
Dusty Rhodes, first of all, you killed it. I've been sitting here laughing my ass off all night. I'm calling my little brother up. I'm telling him, like, dude, you got to listen to this. He's got it. But Dusty Rhodes is, yeah, I agree, man. Totally one of the best freaking promos.
Yeah, man.
He was so, before Macho Man was crazy, Dusty Rhodes did it.
Especially with that Brillo pad perm of his that he had back then.
Yeah, that little jivey little weave going on he had up there.
Yeah.
But
So,
hey, you excited for this weekend or what? You ready for Friday night?
Oh, man, dude, I'm so stoked, bro.
Yeah, so now go, like I mentioned, top of the show, May 4th will be the first episode of the Star Wars Retrospective, myself and Mr. Lou.
Yeah, any newcomers to Star Wars, come join in. We're gonna definitely have a good time with this one. It's gonna be fun.
We're gonna tear it up, and we gotta get you on the throwbacks, man. We gotta get you sitting in one night, man.
Yeah, you know what? I was listening tonight, man. I was all night.
Yeah,
I couldn't find the number. Then you finally said the number, and I was like, oh, there it is.
You're not that far from here. We gotta get you on the show one night. So definitely.
Oh, definitely would like to.
All right, brother. We're gonna wrap it up. But thank you very much, and I'll see you in about 48 hours.
All right, and I just want to throw in that Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah.
To me, that was the best Russian.
The best Russian was Nikolai?
Growing up.
All right.
We talk about the anti-American Rusev.
Yeah.
Oh. I wanted to throw that one in there.
Yeah, I like the Sheik. I like the Sheik. I like the Sheik, Iron Sheik, and I like the, what do you call it, the Sheik Anand Casey from World Class.
And
Devastation Incorporated.
I was totally WWF back in the day. I didn't know. I just read it from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, what was going on. But American Express and Nikolai Volkov and Iron Sheik.
USA.
The greatest, American versus the foreigners.
Get those commies. Communists.
Get them buses.
All right, brother. I'll see you in a couple days.
All right. Take it easy, bro.
Peace out. That's my co-host for Star Wars Retrospective, Mr. Lou Rodriguez. Big wrestling fan, obviously, as you could tell. But anyway, what's up, Polish? What's up?
You know, I wanted to add, I've always wanted to see this match. I've heard about it.
Which one?
I don't know if it was ever filmed or what the deal was, but I remember hearing that there was a rematch between Hogan and the Sheik for the championship in the Meadowlands.
Wait, doesn't one of the Hulkamania tapes have that?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. I've seen so many Hulk Hogan matches. I'm a big Hulk maniac. I've never seen this match aired anywhere.
Is it on that Best of DVD?
No.
They put out maybe it'll be... They're working on another Hogan DVD, so maybe it'll be on that.
I hope it's on there. Like, I know they filmed shows at the Meadowlands, especially around this time. But I've never seen it aired anywhere. Never. I've only read about it. But there was a rematch between, and it was not long after Hogan won the title. There was a rematch in the Meadowlands, and the Sheik brings in the American flag in the ring. I don't recall what he did, but he was trying. He either ripped it up or he was about to rip it up, and just Hogan got revenge for America. And of all their rematches that I saw, I've never seen that. Would love to have seen it. I've seen their Spectrum matches. I've seen their Boston Garden matches. I've seen all the rematches that are available on Daily Motion and YouTube and all that. But I've never seen the Meadowlands rematch with the Sheik trying to defame the flag in the ring.
Oh yeah,
I would have loved to have seen how the crowd reacted to that.
Yeah, we gotta get that. We'll look for that. So
I hope it exists somewhere.
All right. So anything else before we wrap it up, my friend?
No, that's it for me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Where is my hold on a second here. I just made Dave my big screen over here. There you go. I made the Skype like the full screen, and all I got was you hugging what's his face?
Charles Bradley.
Charles Bradley, yeah. All right, so let's play some music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com is your place to get all our episodes and links to all of our friends. Of course, email us, TurnbuckleThrowbacks1@gmail.com. Twitter, @TBuckleTBacks. We have T-shirts for all the guys, for all the new guys that are listening. ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. We have 4 different designs. Fresh to death. New shirts to come very, very soon once you animals start buying more of them. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. RantEMRadio.com. Don't forget 2-year anniversary this Friday night, 10 a.m. May the 4th, Star Wars retrospective coming out. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, we'll be back. Taking next week off. Going to see my boys, H2O. For 3 days. Good stuff.
You're going to see them all 3 days.
They're doing every album. For 2 albums a night.
Whoa.
Yep. But it's in random order. So I don't know.
What's that?
They don't tell you which one they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So it's in Brooklyn. So
it's a good way to make people go out to all 3 nights.
I'm excited. I don't go to shows anymore, so it's nice to see those. I don't care. I'll see them. I give a shit. I love those guys.
You know, I'd go into a show this Saturday.
Yeah?
Early 80s UK punk band, The Partisans, were playing in Brooklyn.
Where? St. Vitus?
No, it was, what the fuck was it called? It's across the street from Trash Bar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Grand Victory. Grand Victory,
yeah.
I got there, and the thing was sold out.
No shit.
Yeah, so, which was funny, because I actually reached out to one of the band members, and I was like, hey, you gotta make a shirt of this logo that you had from back in the day. So I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, I can't even, you know, get into the venue to see if they, made the shirt. Luckily, you know, I was talking to somebody. I was like, oh, you know, I wish I could get a shirt or something. And what was it? The person working the merch table was like, yeah, we got shirts. And then she pulled out the shirts that they had, and they had the one that I, you know, asked them to make. So that was awesome. At least I got to pick up the shirt.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy that shirt. And enjoy next week's episode. It'll be an open mic night. Good stuff we had going on that night. And part 2 of the open mic night. And thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Thank Christian for calling in. Thank our buddy Lou for calling in. And thanks everybody for the support lately, man. You get a lot of nice feedback from you kids. I love it. We appreciate it.
I like having my ego stroked.
You are not lying.
Amongst other things.
You are not lying. So on behalf of the Mega Powers, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, bidding you adieu. Yeah, take care of yourself, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, hug your mom. Happy Mother's Day. And did I say don't get arrested? Yeah, and don't do drugs. They're bad for you.
And don't get drunk and buy White Castle.
Right. Wait till Castle Slam. Good night, kids.
Peace.